At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On
the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Ideal on Sports Grid now. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. I am Chris Welsh. You can find me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. That is Scott Bogman on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Literally, as we were on break, no joke, I have to get up. I had to get a phone charger, you know, because that's always an issue. Bogman has a voicemail and he's like, I think the Steelers just called me. He has the voicemail up to the microphone. The Pittsburgh Steelers literally called Bogman while we are on break. As you were, I mean, they just want to say, hey, Boggs, thanks so much for standing in the corner of Ben Roethlisberger through all the tumultuous issues and the money and believing that he's going to stay and believing in us. Isn't that what they called to tell you?
Yeah, no, they called to get questions, like how we put out the bat signal for questions for the ball bag. That they call people and say, yeah, we're going to be doing a live interview with whoever it is this week. And if you want to call this number back and leave a question, you can. And then they go through the questions and that's how they get the questions for these interviews, I guess.
With who? Who are they interviewing?
I didn't listen long. It's usually Tomlin. It's usually Tomlin. But I didn't listen to the message long enough to hear who it is because I'm just never going to do that. I don't know where they got my phone number. I'm assuming it's, you know, from when I bought something off of the Steelers official
or when
website.
You put it on the internet
or when, or when I put it on the internet, but I would assume that someone would have signed me up for all of those teams.
Maybe it was an interview with Juju. Maybe it was like, hey, Juju, Juju is going to be playing Fortnite live and you can ask him questions.
Yeah. I mean, just all inappropriate stuff popped into my head, so I can't say any of that stuff.
Juju's another one of those guys, man. But didn't he come out and say he wants to be a Steeler? He wants to stick around.
Yeah, but the issue is it would be really, it's not impossible to sign him long term to a deal this year, but
it's with Roethlisberger on the team. It is.
It's pretty close to impossible. He would have to sign for like the veteran minimum this year and take a big bonus, and then his contract would have to be weird for the next couple years too. Like it's rough. So once Roethlisberger comes off of that, which is after this year, then the Steelers actually have some cap space.
How about Roethlisberger and Juju to Seattle and Lockett and Westbrook and Russell Wilson come to Pittsburgh?
I'm all fine.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
COTA Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
That would be easy for me.
We got to go to break. This is the start of hour two. We got baseball, Top Shot a little bit later. We'll see if we can get in on those packs, but don't go anywhere. MLB time. Bogdan and Welsh.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On Samsung TV Plus.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. Patreon.com/ITL Army. If you would like to come and hang out, oh, I don't know, with a certain tout warrior, Bogman, me.
Yeah.
Invited to tout.
You and Bubba both invited, and yeah. I have to help Joe Pizzapia list because come the end of the season, which is why when you looked up the TGFBI overall records, why I'm down at the bottom is because I tend to give up at the end of the year. If I know I'm not going to be moving, I move my time towards other things. Well, Joe does the same thing in tout, and they don't really like that in tout. So I have been assigned co-ownership of Joe Pizzapia's team for this year. So all three of us will be in tout. And then next year, I'll get my own squad. So
that's right.
So I'm at the kids table this year. You're at the adults table. So I'm over here with my chicken nuggets and you're over there with your refined palate, which is funny because I feel like between both of us, I would be at the fancy table before you, just because I would actually like the food that they serve.
I'd be eating the macaroni and cheese,
right?
The goldfish over there. But it was a great honor. I'm very excited. Maybe even going to do some stuff on Patreon. But I am officially in tout this year. And if I'm going to do this cool project, yeah, so the gout wars is boggling. I might do this cool project around tout. But if you're interested in that, you're interested in getting our knowledge, getting our ranks, which are updated. Bogman, on Monday, do you know what Monday is?
Monday is the first. The first of the month.
You know what's so great about the first? You know what the best thing to do on the first is?
Signing up for the In This League Patreon.
Boom! Because it's the first of the month. You got a whole month ahead of you. We have got mascot coverage coming soon. Tout new redraft ranks with tiers, prospect, dynasty, group me rooms, league access, secret shows. Holy crap, there's so much. And you can come and do it with us over at patreon.com/ITL Army. I was telling you, though, there was this funny thing when I was invited to tout. I was very excited about it. It was an honor because we've had this bit for a long time. We just literally nobody ever thinks of us. Like, we just don't get thought about in anything that we do. Like, all these people are doing cool stuff. And then finally it happens. And I was like, oh, this is cool. And then I had this realization. Oh, my God.
You have to end the bit.
Well, yes, I have to end the bit. I tweeted about it. I tweeted.
Like, I saw that. Yeah. Spore, you're like, well, Spore hates it anyway, so he'll be happy. But
he's
yeah,
literally told he hates the bit of that. And I really have to kind of end that. But in the invite, I couldn't make it. I couldn't make the first time that was the league specific one. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, actually, you want to know a funny story? You want to know where I was when I found out I was invited to tout?
Where were you? Were you at Whole Foods?
No, I wasn't at Whole Foods, but it does. I was outside of the other establishment I work at, and I was in front of Donte Graham.
Oh, really?
The Charlotte Hornets. Their bus was out in front. The where I work is like where the basketball players stay, and there were four buses, which, by the way, is an upgrade because they usually used to only do two. So I guess less guys could be on the buses, I guess. And I was standing out there. I look down at my phone. I see an invite to tout, and I look up. Devontae Graham is right in front of me on the other side of the street, just on the phone, waiting for the guys to get on.
You're like, and how's the knee, man? Are you okay?
I'm like, what's up? Yo, Devontae, what's up? And, but I didn't, because I was so like, oh, cool, I'm going to tell. And then, oh my God, I can't make it because of a thing, and it ended up working out and got invited. And I'm pretty stoked about that. So we can have more awesome baseball coverage as we go.
See, that's the nice thing about having zero shares of children is that Joe texted me this morning, actually, and he was like, hey, did Jeff hit you up? Because we talked about this. I'm like, yeah. I said, when is the auction? And he told me, and I'm like, okay, that's good. So that's
fine. Oh, they were, yeah. I mean, that was the auction was the one I was gone into, but I mean, auctions, you know, man, like, I'm just not, I don't think, I know a lot of people love auction drafts and I appreciate it and I get it and stuff, but
I auctions think are better. They just take too long.
They take too long. They're my least favorite because of the amount of time they take. I love the idea of being able to construct the roster how you want based on money, but it's just not my cup of tea because it's like, it takes 3 or 4 hours. Then also you can literally be sitting on your hands for an hour and a half because of the money you've spent earlier. It's not as engaging to me. Plenty of people, it's what they live by. They die by auctions. It's not mine. So actually I'm happy that I got moved into a head to head, which is literally, you know, the format I want to play.
Do you know why I love playing auction with you?
Why? Snakehead, by the way. Why? Because I get mad.
Because I can feel your anger through the computer. Like it's so funny because when you're bidding on someone and you'll just get into this bullheaded dumb mentality, which you shouldn't get into. And you're so much smarter than this, but you let your emotions get the best of you where you're like, well, I'm winning this bid, period, end of story. And you'll keep bidding up a guy. And that's what I like. And then you'll spend all your money on that guy. And then you'll have no money left. This is why you particularly hate auctions, because you spend all your money early. Well, not in everything. It's not a one-to-one, but when you do that, I can feel your seething anger because now you can't do anything and you just have to sit there with your D in your hand for like an hour and a half while the rest of us are buying players.
It always happens in our personal league, by the way. It's not like new, fresh startup, whatever type of auctions, because I don't do a whole lot anymore. It's these long-term ones because people will do like bullheaded stuff and I was going to lose $100 and, you know, that type of thing. I you're right. It brings out the worst in my strategy of being able to play because of like, I don't like to follow runs too crazy because I don't like people dictating what I'm going to do with my draft strategy. That pisses me off. Like if people take my guys, okay, that's fine. I can't control that. But I hate the dictation. Here comes the run. And the same thing kind of happens in auction. So yeah, there's a part of that, but truly 70% of why I don't want to partake in auctions. It is the time. It is yes, sitting on your hands, but 3 or 4 hours.
We get asked to do a mock auction every single year. And there's no 4 hour block that we can both take and just say, okay, we're going to dedicate this to only one auction when we're normally recording. Plus, I get frustrated spending 3 hours of editing a mock draft. How long would a 3 hour mock auction take me to do? It'd take me a day and a half. It'd be uncensored.
I'll
never do it. So yeah.
Here's what it would take for us to do one of our live auction mock drafts.
A grand.
It would take cash in hand and it would be uncensored because it would be 3 or 4 hours. Like we just got asked and it's not like a service we ever talk about, but we were going to do this for somebody. Somebody had kind of asked us as a service and they wanted to pay us to do like a kind of like a roast to their draft or a breakdown, almost like a private podcast, which was,
yeah,
we don't advertise that. Someone asked us and we're like, oh yeah. I mean, we could, you know,
it's our kind first of, sale on our ITL OnlyFans. So
it's our, it was, you know, a
custom video.
remember how one time it was like, we were going to do cameos, ITLEOs, but now it's OnlyFans. That's our OnlyFan video that someone wants from us. So we're going to do that. So that's kind of like this extra little thing we're going to do, but to do an auction and commit the time and all of that, it would be cash in hand, absolutely uncensored. uncensored for it to be a podcast, because auctions, they also take so much out of you, which I understand why people like it so much, because you know, if they're built for that, they're like, hey, I've got a leg up, blah, blah, blah.
I was only doing one league every single year.
Yes.
I would love it to be an auction, but
totally
we do
agree with you.
You know, we're trying to cut back this year. We'll cut back on the entry leagues and stuff. So we'll probably hopefully have around 10. You know, but dude, that's kind of
industry
what
leagues
for.
Alone. I'm doing like the Prospects Live crazy 5-year 30 man dynasty. I'm doing
at Ability Chiropractic. We do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Scott White from CBS's league, Tout, TGFBI, Raz Slam. That's five industry leagues right there I'm doing, not to count personal, dynasty, and ITL entries. I don't have time for auctions. I just don't have time for it. My brain will explode. And Bogman just said, I get too mad. I get way too mad. I'm getting mad thinking about it right now. All right, when we come back, let's got to talk about more. We got to talk about the game we're going to. We got to talk a little bit more baseball and see if Bogman and I can get into the NBA Top Shot right here on ITL and Sportster.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
I'm back!
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League right here on Sports Grid. Bogman, Welsh, ITL and Sports Grid. You know that I literally say it every time we come back. Baseball time. Bogman, in just a couple days, you and I will be gracing the stands, the field, and the world of baseball for the first time in over 1 year. It has been 1 year, give or take a couple days. We actually, the last thing you and I did was we pulled a doubleheader. We pulled a doubleheader, which I believe was Diamondbacks, Angels, and then we went and saw ASU, New Mexico State, Nick Gonzalez and Spencer Torkelson. We pulled a doubleheader all day baseball. That was the last time. That was almost a year ago to date. And on March 2nd, we will be at Salt River Fields watching the Diamondbacks and the San Diego baseball Padres. Not the football Padres.
Not the football Padres, but the baseball Padres. I'm excited, man. You know, look, we bought our tickets to, I think it was the Diamondbacks and the Angels first, right? And then they canceled that game and moved everything back. So we got our tickets for Tuesday this time.
They canceled all games, by the way. They canceled every single spring training game to restructure due to, like, they wanted, like, geographically for teams to kind of play in a similar area, and I think they wanted to knock a couple down, and then they, I think, even did a bigger limit capacity. And the Diamondbacks sold out in 24 hours, the entire spring training. There are a couple teams that I guess are still floating around there, but they all sold out, and we didn't get those Angels tickets. Those were sold out immediately on the presale. But what a great consolation for us to be sitting, you know, quote-unquote, behind home plate in that section to watch Padres and Diamondbacks to start. And it'll be our only game because the entire spring training is feasible. Yeah. It will be because it's all sold out. And it's going to be weird. We're going to be in our little pods. There's going to be, I think, a max of 2,200 people. And
I mean, it'll
be
make the traffic nice and way less lines and stuff for food. So if they're even doing food, I mean.
Yeah, they're going to do food. That's going to be. See, this is what we're going to deal with. And I've seen some rumblings of people there's going to be a lot of how is the mask thing going to be monitored and taken care of? Because you can take your mask off to eat and drink, but people are like, well, what about the dude who's nursing a beer and just takes it off the whole time? How much will it be enforced? All of that's going to come into play. But there's only like, how many people can the stadium hold? Like 15,000?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, so it's about 2,000 people, 2,200 people. So you hope it's going to be good. I'm just hoping for a good experience. And it's going to be like, it might be one of the top three things in the last 365 that is going to have felt the most normal.
Yes, very. I mean, and even, you know, like you said, when we get there, it ain't going to be normal, but it's going to feel a little more normal because we're meeting it, Jag and Chad are going with us, right?
We have a listener. Well, we have another Scott Gamble. So we've got three different listeners. Nice. It's actually going to be an ITL meetup that's going to be there. You want to know what's weird? So I still haven't processed it. Like they're sharing video of a lot of guys and it's so quiet. You know, I have been going to the backfield since 2014 and, you know, there's lots of people there and some players are into it, some are not, but they keep sharing these videos of just like guys in BP and it's just super quiet and there's no people. I wonder what the energy is like. Also, multiple times over the last couple of days, because I live right next to Royals Rangers, I've driven by and I've seen them on the field and I kind of get sad because I'm like, oh, look, there's the guys, they're doing the workouts and there's no one around. But you know what there is? This is going to depress you. So I was driving by the other day and there
feel like
were
I'm not ready for this.
What well, it's just it's exactly what you're going to think. So the guys are doing their workouts and stuff. BP's happening. And I noticed there were a couple people. And what it was like the really old guys trying to get the home run balls. And I was like, oh man. These guys need to like.
I thought it was going to be autograph weirdos waiting for.
I think that's less weird.
Players to come out to. Yeah, that's probably less.
I think it's less weird than the guys that were sitting out because how it works for the Royals is like when they're doing BP. Technically, like if you know Soler really got one, it could go in the street. There's two fields that go to a street, and there's two fields that go to the parking lot, and like. There are like three or four dudes like running
honestly,
around.
That's not that bad. I feel like those guys are probably the guys that use spring training as an excuse just to get out of their house and go do something. So maybe they drove down thinking, hey, you know, I'm going to go. Maybe this will be normal. And it's not. So they're like, well, what can I do? Maybe I'll just go stand over here. It's just something for them to do to get out of their house, which, you know, I don't really blame people for because being cooped up sucks. Yeah. We know we've been cooped up for a while. It's driving me nuts. So I'm excited to go to this game, man.
It'll be really good.
Pumped up.
I'm ready to turn out some content as well. And spring training is starting up here. And what spring training brings is the greatest of all memes, conversations, tweets, or storytelling. Yes, best shape of their life. What is it? B-S-O-T-S-H-O-L.
Best shape of our lives.
Best shape of our lives. Yeah, I can't do the acronym right in my head. Still doesn't work. But best shape of our lives. And nobody right now is in better shape of their life than Vladimir Guerrero Jr. 42-pound weight loss has been reported. Hey, I'm in it. I think there is obviously something you need to always take with a grain of salt with any of these best shape of our life type of reports. Everybody's working on new pitches. Everybody's working on new and this and that, and everybody's stronger. I mean, I actually saw our boy Alex Chamberlain ask the question and I got beat to the meme. He said, can we just one time get a report of someone who's just a disaster? And I went and I downloaded the picture of Pablo Sandoval and someone had already put it up. And I was like, damn it. That was the one. That's the one that anybody who needs the anti-best shape of our life, they need the Pablo Sandoval one. That's what they need.
Yeah, I mean, the best shape of their life, we get like 30 to 50 of these reports every single year of just guys losing weight and coming into camp in shape. You usually don't hear the, this guy's a fat, sloppy a-hole and completely didn't take anything seriously and got super fat. You get that in football. And I think the reason you get that in football is because it's always linemen. It's never like, hey, look, this cornerback.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's Eddie Lacy. You know, sometimes it's a running back that gets it. But most of the time it is a lineman. I remember Casey Hampton for the Steelers coming into camp every year. And Tomlin would just be like, yeah, you have to lose 30 pounds just every single year before they'd let him get into uniform. he'd have to drop 30 pounds. So he'd spend his first 3 weeks of training camp just losing 10 pounds a week before they could get him in a uniform. And then he'd go out and play that fourth preseason game for five snaps and then be in there for week one. It happened like almost every single time. For baseball, these guys, you know, who are the fat guys in baseball? It's Pablo and Bartolo, who's not even in baseball anymore.
Did you see Bartolo? There's a video out there. He was playing. He signed in one of the Mexican leagues. Yeah, but he was playing with a bunch of kids out like, I mean, just like literally in like, I don't know, like a dirt pile. And, you know, like, you know how like you keep going?
Hit a home run
going
into the trees.
Dude, he hit it where people parked their cars where they thought they were safe. You know, like way back there, people are like, we'll put our car over here. He hit it so far that they stopped going after it near the cars. It was unreal. Really?
Yeah, didn't he hit it off a 13-year-old? I mean, it's not that surprising.
I don't know. I will say it is a great feeling. I was playing like catch the other day. We went out to a little baseball field, me and my son, and we had, you know, the bat and the ball, you know, and I'm pitching to him and stuff. And as we're about to get ready, I'm like, let dad get one here. So I throw the ball up and then you just mash it. And then they're just like, holy. And you're like, uh-huh. And, but you know, you only hit it launch angle of like 8 degrees and you hit it like 200 feet, but you're just like, mm-hmm. Pretty good. Or 200 yards. Yeah. You're like, yeah, that's how your dad rolls. Bartolo is like that, except he hits him 500 and he really should be back in baseball. We would all be better if he was back in baseball. But no, the fat guy, I don't know, the fat guy's kind of disappeared a little bit. It's less acceptable fat guy range. Honestly, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. would have been the most popular fat guy in baseball. Was last year, easily.
Yeah.
The most popular. Well, Lance Lynn, Fat Lance, there's another one. Lance Lynn is bucking the trend, too. He went quarantine before quarantine was popular. That's what he did. He had a quarantine body before we were ready. Vlad did, too, but he dropped all of it. 42 pounds lean.
There's thicker guys. Like, you can't be a guy and be overweight in the NBA because you got to run up and down the court, you know, whatever, 45 miles a night or whatever it is. It's ridiculous. So you can't, you know, the guys that are kind of out of shape, they work themselves in shape real quick. And a lot of people are saying that that's what Nikola Jokic did, because remember, he's usually a slow starter because he comes into training camp and everything a little bit on the pudgy side. If you've seen all those, like, have you ever seen that picture of his high school ID or whatever, Welsh? You should go look that up right now. Just type in Nikola Jokic high school or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he looks like a little fat kid.
Yeah, he just looks like an absolute little fat kid mess. Nikola Jokic high school. It's not showing, but I know what the picture you're talking about, but I'm only seeing
I mean, he looks like every little chubby fat white kid that's in middle school or high school or whatever. It looked like us. And then, you know, you see him now, and you can kind of see the resemblance, but he works that weight off. Well, there was almost no off season this year, so he came into camp kind of already in shape from the deep playoff run that the Nuggets had, and is now one of the best players in the NBA because he didn't spend the first 2 months just getting into game shape. So that's been pretty nice. But we're gonna get tons of these, and I don't know. There's plenty of fat guys that lasted forever. Prince Fielder was a fat dude, and he lasted forever. Remember him grabbing nachos out of someone's hand in the stands when he was chasing a ball? You remember that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then you have guys like Giancarlo Stanton, who are shredded and in shape and on the cover of Men's Fitness and all these other things with
body issue,
washboard abs and all that good stuff. And the guy can't stay on the field.
You know what? That's right. Let's start a movement. When we go on Tuesday, let's bring back the fat guy. That's what we're going to do. We'll bring a sign. Let's make a sign. Bring back the fat guy. That'll be our sign.
Welsh is going to go 2080 on prospects. I'll go 2080 on the hot dog.
Let's look at that. Be on the lookout. We'll bring signs and then we'll auction them off after because they're going to be viral. They'll be covered on TV. We're going to make a statement for the fat guys, right? That'll work. we got to go to break. When we come back, though, we'll talk a little bit more spring training, baseball, lots of news and notes going around, guys getting gigs. So don't go anywhere. More Bogman and Welsh right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
At your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
That's right. It is Bogman. It is Welsh. That is us on Twitter. Is it Welsh? Bogman Sports. Patreon.com/ITL Army if you guys want to join up. We were talking baseball. Spring training officially here. As you guys are listening to this, the spring training games kick off right now. I think they started up on Saturday. Saturday, Sunday is when they're going. We're going on Tuesday. Very, very excited. And what will also bring... probably some horrific first couple day injury. How many do you think we have? Or here's the first question. Over under by Wednesday, there's already a top 100 fantasy player done for the year or even 2 or 3 months.
2 or 3 months. Okay. I'll give, so we're going from, they start on Sunday. So Sunday to Monday.
Yeah.
I'll go.
Well, I'm not saying Sunday to Monday, but I'm saying like by Wednesday. So like I'm giving you
Sunday to Wednesday.
So you get a couple games in, one or two games in for most teams.
I'll say one.
You say one? I say there's definitely, I guess it's a yes or no question. Do we have one significant player that is out for a decent amount of time? And it definitely seems likely, whether it's a blown elbow, whether it's a guy sliding in and, working up.
It'll be
ankle.
Whoever I take in the first round of TGFBI, guaranteed.
Yeah, so. TGFBI also starting on Monday. There's another thing. As far a lot of industry ones are starting up on Monday. We haven't even had KDS run either. So, are you ready? Do you have a strategy of what you plan to do in TGFBI? Oh, when?
Yeah, my strategy is win.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's a great strategy. No, anything else?
Strategy. No, I mean, we're going to go in. We just did our most recent mock draft that came out on Friday, and I didn't go in with a specific strategy, and it was the team that I liked by far the most so far in our drafting stuff. So I don't think I will have a specific strategy going in because I feel like it works better that way.
I mean, I don't blindly just like going with it. I think it's sometimes more fun, but I don't think the results reap. But like, let me put it to you like this. We've done so many. And you've gone through specifics and you've gone through team construction and roster construction. Do you have some points? I think that's more of the key. Not
yeah,
like when you say like, I'm just going to go in and just like check it out. Like even if I say that either one, people are like, OK, but like I think what you also are meaning is we both struggle like hell to take second base.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I'm not a total hippie here. I'm not sitting here going like, I'll go wherever the wind takes me, man. Like, that's just where I'm going to go. What I'm saying is that I've prepped enough. We've done enough to where, you know, I'll go into the draft and I'm going to take the BPA probably the first three rounds.
Yeah.
And then after that, I don't like the early pitching strategy.
Okay. So that's more of what I'm asking. I'm not saying to give me a tangible, like,
yeah,
named
so
strategy.
Here are my points. I because I don't even know where I'm picking yet. So how can you really?
Very, very good point. Very good.
So I don't want to take early pitching. I will if I have to. I was kind of backed into that in our most recent mock. I took Jacob DeGrom with my first pick at 6 because the five hitters that I like ahead of him went. So I took Jacob DeGrom, but then I didn't take another pitcher for a while, and I like the team I put together. I'm also probably going to be taking closers because I like taking closers, and specifically this year seems to be way worse on the back end. It's really throwing darts after you get past like 13 or 14 closers. You know what I mean? Like there's some guys in there that should lead their team, but I don't know if they're going to last as long as we expect them to. And, you know, there's a couple deals at the bottom I like too. I actually kind of like this Dustin Fowler deal that just happened yesterday where he's going to Pittsburgh. I like him getting another chance somewhere else.
And yeah.
Pittsburgh is desperate for players, so he could definitely get some time there.
Yeah, I agree with that one. Actually, we're going to talk about just some of the little news and notes that are roaming around. I think I probably will attempt something similar to what you just said, like what I did in the last mock, though it was head-to-head, so it's a little bit different, a little bit more volatile. But I think I'll probably take a similar approach, which I actually did kind of go early pitching. I took two pitchers within my first four picks, but I felt like my rotation really evened out. I was able to get some good hitters that fell. I was a little bit more like my outfield specifically, I let be volatile. I think I took Luis Robert and Byron Buxton and Trent Grisham. So there's some batting average issues, but lots of power, lots of homers. And then on the infield, I tried to take more lockdown dudes, batting average, Freddie Freeman, Rafael Devers. I ended up getting Justin Turner, Paul Goldschmidt, that type of stuff. Like my infield being my security, my outfield being my reach and my pitching holding down, and then just crossing your fingers that, you know, the closer situation can end up working out. I'll probably take something similar, but like you said, who knows where either one of us are drafting. That'll be the big key, but make sure to check it out, TGFBI. It'll be all over the Twitterverse this coming week and tons of stuff as well. We've got our Hell Week, 5 podcasts, one every single day next week. It's going to be crazy. Some notes around baseball as far as spring training goes as games are picking up. One of the big ones, which kind of came out the chute and everybody's been talking about, especially for changing value, David Bell noted for the Reds that Nick Senzel is going to open as their everyday center fielder. And that one was left in question just because they've got Castellanos, they've got Winker, they've got Senzel, and they've got Akiyama. All four of those guys. Well, Castellanos locked in, and now Senzel is locked into center. Uh-oh. So this is this Akiyama song. I don't know.
Shogo Akiyama is so. It doesn't rhyme.
It's not
going to work, Welsh.
Yeah, I know. It's not looking good because I think I'm not sure. It'll be platoon E. But I think Akiyama is the fourth outfielder coming off, and Winker's going to take more of that. This is great for Senzel. You know, he has not quite put it together, but you want to talk about power-speed combo players. I actually think Senzel, like, I'm curious what Senzel is. Maybe we can look here in a second what his NFBC is. What you pay for Ian Happ, which is probably like 170 or something like an NFBC, Nick Senzel is a poor man's Ian Happ from the same capacity, maybe more stolen base.
I think they
base.
Both smile the same amount, right?
Yeah, I mean, Senzel opened up a little bit. I remember I had reported like first when he kind of like was, you know, popping with the Reds, he was ornery in the system. I saw him be ornery with a lot of fans. And then like the next year, he kind of chilled and turned it around where Ian Happ never quite had that, though I think he feels a lot more comfortable now. But Senzel is like a poor man's Ian Happ, which I'll bet you cost just nothing remotely close. Are you looking, or I'm going to look here?
Yeah, no, I looked. It's 274 since February 1st for Nick Senzel.
Okay.
And then 157 for Happ.
Yeah, 120 spot difference. That's fantastic. I'm going to be a buyer on Nick Senzel with this opportunity, especially if he does get to hit maybe a little bit. I don't expect him early to hit higher in the order, but if that does end up happening, that's going to be a fantastic late pick.
There's definitely some... there's some wiggle room there because the way the roster resource has it right now is Jesse Winker hitting leadoff with Castellanos, Votto, Suarez, and Moustakas. And that would allow them to go lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty in the lineup. Down to Senzel, they have hitting 6.
I think that's not bad. I think that's situational to lefty righties. I don't think Winker's an everyday leadoff guy. But I mean, you like him to hit a little bit higher, I suppose. But it's just one of those I look at and I'm like, this is solid. Some more. Jordan Alvarez apparently has stretched out and ran the field. And I know just everybody and everything that follows him is just question marks. Like, is he going to do this? Is he going to do that? Will he even be out there? You got to admit, that's kind of a good sign for him to be out there running and opening up some of those. Because I'm a big Jordan Alvarez being like an AL home run contender, like leading contender.
Yeah, I'm not, just because I'm concerned about the playing time with the knee. I just really don't I want him to show me this year he can stay healthy. If he can stay healthy this year, I'll be over it going into next year. And that's fine. You know, the guy's still super young. He's 23 years old. So he's got an enormous amount of power in that bat. We saw that in 2019. It's just, you know, the guy has had knee issues all year last year, and they seem to be a little bit chronic, and he's only 23. So
he's cost efficient. Worrisome. He's super cost efficient. His biggest downtick is that he's a freaking DH and he's util only, unless you're in Yahoo, which remember he's an outfielder in Yahoo. So
yeah, qualifies at outfield and catcher and first and running back and also a center. So
you know what?
In Yahoo,
he might qualify at wide receiver. It is a possibility that he qualifies there. This is another big one.
Also
that
left wing and defenseman
that I think has been following around a lot. Take it for what it is, but really good to hear that Larry Rothschild with the Padres told reporters that Mackenzie Gore has impressed in camp so far, that he had said the issues from last summer have been worked out and plus. So everyone has major questions about Mackenzie Gore, top pitching prospect in baseball. It was kind of a mystery. No one can put their finger and no one can give a true tangible what the stuff all was last year. I think it was consistency. He's had some blister issues early in his minor league career. It could have been getting that changeup going. It could have been pitch mix stuff. So this is the first, not only has he been impressive in camp, but that the quote again, last summer, all those issues, quote, worked out. And plus, so above and beyond, he's only 22 years old. They've got control. They are going to probably hit six man. Yes, it probably starts with Adrian Morion, but this is go. I still think it's buy low on Mackenzie Gore season because of all the question marks in bigger, deeper leagues like a TGFBI. Mackenzie Gore is actually kind of attractive now, where I think until we've gotten some type of notes, it hasn't been. And I've been watching some bullpen session of him, and it looks great. It looks like he's going. He just needs to be consistent with his three pitches, and they can all be plus. I think this is a huge... This isn't like you go and throw him in and you're taking him inside the top 200. No, he still doesn't have a spot. But this is a guy that he can take a rotation spot over when given the opportunity.
I have a hard time buying into talk about a top prospect in a positive light the first 3-5 to 5 days in camp. You know what I mean? I guess maybe he's been there for a week and a half at this point, but you know, I'm glad. I mean, look, there's a lot of down talk about prospects. I mean, you know, Mather, you know, we know that there's a lot of down talk about prospects too. Joe Adell has to spend time in spring training. We've heard that stuff too. And the Padres have said that they don't want to trade him. I just still, he's got to look really good in spring training to have the opportunity this year. I mean,
but I'm not talking. I'm not even talking about winning out of spring training. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think once service time has elapsed, I think he's a possibility to get back in there. I do think he starts in AAA. AAA season starts April. I think he's there. I think if he dominates, you see him by May. So you have to
adjust. AAA starts in April, and then what? AA starts in May?
Yeah, exactly. I think he goes to AAA. That's where he starts. I mean, it's a possibility. If he doesn't go to AAA, that's a bigger story because that means he stays in camp for minor league camp, and then he's going to AA. I think that tells you more. I believe he breaks camp out to AAA, and then you get him by May. So you, as a consumer, have to figure out how you're going to adjust for a guy like that. Is that in your plans? Can you eat a month? Is there somewhere to put him? Then I think Mackenzie Gore. You know, you noted the other one before. We only got a minute here, but Jared Kelnick is going to be another fascinating one to follow. And I actually think with all of the chaos that's happened, he's become even more attractive. As I've sat on it a little bit further, he's publicly been speaking out. I mean, some intense stuff.
It almost
stuff.
Seems like they have to start him in the bigs.
It's kind of that. I mean, there is talk that him and his agent could potentially have a lawsuit out there because of open manipulation. The Players Association has almost thanked for what happened because it opened up this. This is going to be, I think, a big marker with the CBA. And if he goes out and balls, I really do think there's an opportunity that he could break camp. And because one of the things, I don't know if you saw this, apparently this contract extension stuff, he was guaranteed to hit the majors last year if he would have signed that deal. And he didn't, and he's still not there. So what are they going to do? I think it's better than ever. And, you know, right inside the top 200 is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, let's hope he falls even further. Keep talking smack. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, you adjust as far as how your leagues go. If it's five outfielder, but a 10-man, even more attractive. 12-man, I think you can do it. Deeper leagues, you know, it could be tough unless you've got some good late outfield buys, which there are. And we could probably even talk about them in this week's Hell Week Outfield episode, so make sure you tune in there.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Quick break. We'll be right back to end out hour two right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
Welcome back, Bogman Welsh, ITL on Sports Grid. Hour two coming to a close. That means Bubba in the house. Our boy, the fellow tout. How does it feel to do so many shows with touts, Bogman?
Oh, you're frustrating me a lot right now. I mean, besides wanting to strangle one of the two, it's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, it's decent.
That's it?
Yeah.
The baseball pod tournament is going on. We actually, there is a chance. It's so, the seeding too is really awesome. If we are lucky enough to advance, you do know that Bubba, his show with Batflip Crazy would be put up against us.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He dominated whoever they were playing. It's not over as we're recording this, by the way. We're doing all right. I don't want to say that we won. Our percentage is pretty good, but anything can happen. But if we take a couple more rounds and we get to like round three or four, I'm not sure which one it is, we would have to go up against Bubba, which is, I would say, pretty lame. Pretty lame that we have that. Also, my show Prospect One next week is going up against RotoWire again for the second straight year.
Oh, man.
And Jeff Erickson, who broke the news to me about Tout, I told him, I said, oh, cool. I'm sure this wasn't just a gift you gave me right before RotoWire beats me again. And he's like, are you serious that's happening? I'm like, huh. So what Tout things are you going to talk about with Bubba?
Probably just how much of a great tout he is and touty tout tout and all that stuff. So, that's amazing. I'm so happy for you guys. I mean, I'm also technically in it.
Yeah.
I'm just pairing up.
I mean, you're also the football, like you and I have purposely kind of designed that you are, if you wanted to put it like this, head in chief of football content at ITL. And I'm kind of head in chief of baseball content at ITL for better or worse, if you wanted to do that. So it's not a big deal. You got to just make sure that you're in the Scott Fishbowl next year, playing on that really.
I've already signed up. So
that awesome site. Was that awesome site again?
Is that MFL? I can't remember.
I literally couldn't figure out how to make moves. And to be fair, I didn't ask anybody. I just stopped. I got an injury and I stopped and I was like, I'm too far gone.
That's what all the greats do. Yep. Is give up.
They give up. They just gave up. And that's why you're going to hold down the football side.
That's how
you
got
right
in the tout. Yeah. So.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I can't do this. I can't figure. I give up. That's it. All right. Well, Bubba's coming up. I'm getting out of here. Hour three. I imagine some football. Imagine a little bit of baseball. Bubba's always got it. Bubba Bogman, hour three coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.